Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Yes, indeed, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Good morning and thank you and welcome once again to the Ron Kelly Show. It's Sunday. It's it's November. November 16, 2014. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, back in the air chair. Thank you so much, guys, for, listening to the program and supporting me, you know, over the lifetime of this show. Thank you so much. The phone number here, 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214 if you care to call in to the program. And, you know, things are getting hot down in Ferguson, Missouri. The whole country, I would imagine, is focused on Ferguson, as the community braces themselves for the grand jury verdict of the Michael Brown murder case of Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Now, we've got all the comments of local law enforcement attorney Eric Holder. Also, we have comments from him as well. And Brown family attorney Benjamin Crump, also the governor of Missouri, and the local law enforcement officials, as I said earlier, are also going to be, you're going to hear them too on the show today. Courtesy of the Associated Press. So thank you so much. We got a big show for you today. So everybody get your cups of coffee like I just did, and I just ran in here and nearly tripped over everything trying to get back to the screen to get to you guys. So there's a lot going on. We'll have that. We'll have everything else that's going on in the country right now, today, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Now, you know, and it strikes me now, why is everybody expecting the worst? That's my problem. Why is everyone expecting the worst? Everyone is expecting a bad verdict of not guilty. And you see, a week or so ago, the Justice Department, United States Justice Department, already said that there were so far. Now I don't know if they found anything between now and then. They've been keeping it a secret, but what they've been saying is that so far, the evidence supports the police officer, Darren Wilson. That's what they've been saying so far. So I guess that, and plus you can look at the past history of these type of things where police officers rarely get convicted of crimes, even in the most egregious, under the most egregious circumstances. Police officers don't get convicted of these crimes. They just don't. So I guess that could be one of the reasons why folks are, you know, kind of saying, oh, well, it's going to be the same old thing. And many of my listeners, I'm sure, are thinking the same thing. It's 347-426-3214 if you want to call into the program and get with me on this. Now, we've got some sound bites and some clips from Eric Holder and from some of the other people down there. And, you know, we're going to play some of them for you during the show. Now, the whole show isn't going to be about Ferguson, but we're going to put as much of it, we're going to get as much of Ferguson into here as we can. Okay? And yeah, it's strange. Everybody's expecting the worst. And, and police departments around the country as well are, police officers around the country, I understand, are waiting with bated breath to see what their verdict is going to be too, because people around the country, law enforcement officials around the country, authorities everywhere are expecting some things to happen. They're expecting some things to happen in their own communities all across the country, even in communities that are far away from Ferguson, Missouri. So let's hear from Nikki Mayo. Let's hear her report as she talks about that. Police officers that are expecting trouble across the country.
Cops across the country are focusing on Ferguson, Missouri. Police are watching to see whether or not a grand jury will indict Officer Darren Wilson in the killing of unarmed teenager Michael Brown. Officers from Boston to Los Angeles are corresponding with their Missouri counterparts to release their security plans for the indictment decision a few days ago. In Las Vegas, cops are teaming up with their community leaders to call for restraint at a rally planned northwest of the casino strip. I'm Nikki Mayo.
See, now, that's Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. That was a report from her. And she's talking about what the police officers across the country are doing. During this program, we're going to hear from Attorney General Eric Holder, and we'll hear from Anthony Gray and Benjamin Crump, who are the attorneys for the Brown family. And we'll also hear from the mayor of St. Louis, Francis Slay, and others who have comments about this. And these are comments that have just happened yesterday or today. So we'll be hearing that during the show. And again, this is a really hot button topic here. And, you know, I really would like to know what you guys think. So you can call the show 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. Now, here's Tim McGuire along with Anthony Gray and Benjamin Crump. And their comments. Actually, what's happening is Anthony Gray and Benjamin Crump, who are the attorneys for the Brown family, are calling for calm, which they often do. The families of Trayvon Martin and the attorney who Benjamin Crump was the man. You may remember Benjamin Crump. He was attorney for Trayvon Martin. Let's hear what they have to say.
Attorney Anthony Gray tells reporters that Brown's family wants peace no matter what he finds.
On behalf of the Brown family, we do not condone any acts of rioting, looting, or violence.
Benjamin Crump says he wants police to also be on their best behavior.
We would like to thank you in advance for not having a repeat of the horrific encounters that took place in August.
Brown, who is black, was shot in Ferguson, Missouri on August 9th during a confrontation with white police officer Darren Wilson. I'm Tim McGuire.
All right, and so this is what this, so that's the latest from the Brown family attorneys, Anthony Gray and Benjamin Crump, the family who's the lawyers, I should say, who are representing the Brown family. And I look back to the film, the news clips, or actually the cell phone clip of someone who lived on the street where Michael Brown was killed, and they just let him lay there, no covering. You know, blood running out of him, just like a squirrel somebody just ran over. And that's very disturbing. That really bothers me, really bothered me. And it still bothers me today as I look back to that, how they just left him on the ground. You know, no covering, you know, out in it's hot down there at that time. And they just left him out there, 3 or 4 hours, just left him. Didn't cover him up, you know, didn't show him any respect at all. Just like a piece of garbage, you know. And then they wonder why people get upset because they pile on by doing other stupid things. The police officers, they pile on by doing other stupid things, by leaving the body just laying there. You know, we all know anytime somebody dies, they immediately cover the body. It's the first thing they do. But this young man laid out there for hours in the hot baking sun, blood running out of him. Like you see a trail of blood running down the street. Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous how they just left the boy out there. Like a piece of roadkill, like a deer that got ran over or something like that. And they wonder why people get upset. You know, because the least you could have did was covered the boy up and showed him some respect. But see, that's typical of not all police officers, because I know some who are great guys and who abide by the law. But then you have the other ones who are just detached from any type of human qualities. It's just ridiculous. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this. This is just great. We'll hear from Eric Holder as well. And we'll hear from the mayor of St. Louis as the comments that he makes about this. Because now they're all bracing themselves and everybody's all bent out of shape because they think that there's going to be some violence. And why do you think there's going to be violence? You know, why do they think it's going to be violence? That wasn't too much in the way of violence. In the initial series of demonstrations, it wasn't a whole lot of violence there. So let's hear from Eric Holder. This is just yesterday. Let's hear from Eric Holt. Now, he says that they're still conducting the investigation, and that they're going to keep conducting the investigation no matter what happens with the grand jury. That's Eric Holder.
Many are going to host prayer vigils, but some are also going to offer shelter, food, even medical supplies to protesters, to people who just can't get home because of protests blocking the streets.
All right, that wasn't Eric Holder. That was a representative from the churches, because the churches are saying that they're going to open up their doors for the wires crossed a little bit here. That was someone from the church, Jim Salter reporting. That was from the church. Some of the churches are saying that they're going to open up their doors to allow the protesters to come in and get some warmth, because you know there's a cold wave going on down that way. I think this is the right one here, Eric Holder.
We are prepared to help in any way that we can. As I said, we have been there since the shooting. Obviously, I was out there, but our presence there has been continuing.
Okay, so in other words, he's saying that they're going to stay there and the government is going to continue to investigate no matter what the verdict is. But you see, but what kind of hope can you get out of that when they said just a few weeks ago that so far the evidence that they've collected supports what Officer Darren Wilson has said about the killing of Michael Brown? So I don't see how much faith we can have in that when they've already said that they don't have a lot of they've said that the evidence supports Darren Wilson, not Michael Brown. So I don't know how much faith you can have in that. But anyway, the phone number here is 973 347-426 3214. That's 347-426-3214. This is Ron Kelly's show, everybody, for a Sunday morning, for a gloomy, cold Sunday morning. You know, nobody was ready. Everybody, it's November, right? And everybody seems so shocked and amazed that it's cold outside. Oh my God, it's cold. It's free. What do you think is going to happen as time grinds on? This is just November. Temperatures are a little bit lower than what they ordinarily would be. But what do you think is going to happen when it starts to really get cold? What do you think is going to happen? Because right now, it's kind of balmy, actually, even though it is cold. But what does everybody think is going to happen when it really, really gets cold? Right now, it's about 30 to 35 to 40 degrees, something like that. Well, I suppose 43 was the high for today. And everybody's like, big coats and hoods and all kinds of stuff. So what do you think is going to happen when it starts getting, like, down to zero? What do you think is going to happen then when it gets really, really low? In any case, 347-426-3214. 347-426-3214 is the number here for the Ron Kelly Show. And a little bit later on in the program, we're going to talk about people who try to run for office, who think about running for office without party help. People who think about running for office without party help. Because you can't. The thing is, with there are instances where you can run for office without party help. I just want to switch gears for a minute here, everybody. We'll get back to our subject matter and some other things a little bit later on in the program. But now, you cannot run for anything without party help. You can't. Now, the only way you can do that, see, you have to have a concerted, effort. And you have to have folks around you that believe in you and are willing to die for you, practically, as in the Tea Party. Now, you can say what you want about the Tea Party, and I've said many things about them, but you got to give them credit for being able to pull that off the way they did. You got to give them credit because they got together. You know, they decided on the candidate. And see, this is where the wheels fall off in the black community. This is where the wheel falls off. The wheels fall off trying to find somebody. This has been a problem in the black community for years. Who's going to be in charge? That's been a problem for years. You know, because, excuse me, I'm taking some sips of coffee here. Tastes very, very good. I can't take a break. Anyway, this has been a problem in the black community for years. People can't get together. You see it on Facebook. You see it a lot on Facebook. I don't like you. Then they start talking about your mama and everything else. You know, and see, the people in the Tea Party, I'm sure they're not all, you know, gathered around a campfire singing Kumbaya. I'm sure that there's some people in the Tea Party who don't like each other. I'm sure of that. You know, but you know, you got to keep your eye on the prize. And see, in the black community, we're not able to keep our eye on the prize. We're not able to do that. You know, we have to, you know, let's apply the Tea Party to the black community. Now, what they do is they pick a candidate. They have their common mantra. They have their mission statement. Everybody agrees, okay, this is what we want to do. We want smaller government. We want less intrusion. You know, we want lower taxes. Those are the things that they agreed on. They all agreed on that, the whole bunch of them, all across the country, the Tea Party. They all got together. They put their differences to the side, and they said, okay, this is what we want. See, that's, forget about that in the black community. Forget about it. That ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen in the black community. Everybody's going to get together. Forget about that. Because it doesn't happen. It does not happen. Because there's too many attitudes. There's too many highbrow Negroes thinking that they are all, you know, cerebral when they're really not. You know, talking absolute total gibberish on Facebook and what have you, in social medias, thinking that they're some kind of Rhodes Scholars when they're not. And see, and this is the problem. Too many egos. Too many people on image time, and that's what happens. So, you know, you can forget about that in the black community. Forget it. See, because, you know, in other communities, other ethnic groups, okay, hey, I may not like you, but this is bigger than me and you. You know, this is bigger than me and you. It's not, you know, this is bigger than me and you. So I may not like you or whatever, but we're going to put that to the side because we need to get this done. But in the black community, oh, no. Put what to the side? I want to bury you in the ground. That's what I want to do. So, you know, that's how they got started. They all got together, and they put together a plan of what they wanted. And it's not a bad, it's not the worst thing either. I mean, smaller government would be better. Lower taxes. And I mean, I'm not turning into a Tea Party person. Don't get me wrong. But those, the things they talk about would, you know, help. The middle class has been left behind. And I'm a part of that middle class. My taxes are outrageous. So, you know, I'm not going to join the Tea Party now. There's no way. It's not going to happen. But they don't have the worst ideas. But what they did was they got together. They decided what they wanted. Everybody was in agreement. They picked a candidate, the best person that they thought would be able to carry the football when they got into the Senate or the Congress or wherever they were. They were doing, they put their money together, they went out there and they worked hard, and they got their people elected. But even black folks are sit behind the screen, Facebook, pop mess on each other and talk, you know, ish, you know, and never get nothing accomplished. Oh, I want to stop police brutality. Oh, I hate the mayor of XYZ town. Oh, you know, I want to run for this. And everybody's all on separate pages. Everybody's on a separate page. And this is the problem. Everybody's on a separate page. Nobody's coming together. Oh, I don't like you. I don't like you. Well, who cares? This is bigger than you not liking me. I'm sure a lot of people don't like me either. I'm sure they don't like what I'm saying right now, but that's okay. We got to get it together, people. Black folks, we got to get it together. Let's stop with the blame game, blaming the government, blaming the police, you know, The only way we're going to get anything accomplished is we come together. Forget about these petitions. The petition is a piece of paper. It's not going to change anything. You can present 7 zillion signatures to the United States government or to a town or whatever. They're not going to change it just because a bunch of people signed a petition. They don't care about that. They don't care. The best way to fight your enemies is from the inside. That's how the government puts people into places, you know, to get to work from the inside. So instead of railing about the government and politics, you have to work from the inside. You get yourself together, decide what you want, pick a person that's going to do it, gather your funds, work hard as you can, and get that person elected, like the Tea Party does. And they're changing things in Washington. Trust me, they are. They're a force. They're being recognized, and they're doing things. Because they did it the smart way. So let's stop sniping on each other. Let's stop stabbing each other in the back. Let's stop talking about each other like dogs. Let's get together. They're very smart. African Americans are some of the smartest people on the planet. But we're the dumbest when it comes to getting together and on one page and finding, you know, and doing what we need to do. The dumbest. So we need to get it together and stop with this nonsense. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Ooh, Jesus, I need a break. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on YourTalkRadio.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more
of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's a Sunday morning. It's October 16th, I believe, 2014. Yes, it is. Sunday, November 16th, 2014. Thank you so much for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate it. Phone number here is 347-426-3214. I had to go outside and run around a block to calm myself down. I had to do a few push-ups because I just get so upset when I, you know, with our people. And the nonsense that we put ourselves through. It's total nonsense.
people sniping on each other and calling. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. That's what it is. It's embarrassing to see some of the people. I want to delete everybody. Not everybody. I would save maybe if I went through my Facebook friends, for example, I probably would save about 6 people, and I would delete everybody else. There's only a handful of people on there in the circle that I run in anyway. People who are saying something substantive. People who are saying something that makes sense. Shout out to Kimi Wee. It's spelled W-E-I. Shout out to her if she's listening to the program. Always has something good to say. None of these nonsense, this one got carjacked, that one got robbed, this one got shot. Yeah, constantly. I don't even want to turn the Facebook on no more. We had enough of that on cable and on satellite TV and every place, Verizon and everybody else. I see this stuff every day. What are you accomplishing by putting that stuff on the web? What are you accomplishing? Because somebody got shot. Then you want to blame the wrong people for it. Just asinine. Ridiculous. Anybody. Anyway, let's get back to the show, everybody. 347-426-3214 is Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Everybody. Let me call Patricia. I'm going to call my friend Patricia Wilder. I'm going to call her. Let me see if I can get Patricia on the phone. Let me see. If I can get her. See if I can get her on the phone and get her comments on what we're talking about here. And we got more sound bites. We got more coming. Okay. All right. She's in church. Good place to be. All right. We won't bother with her. She's in church. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, you can listen to me. It's the Ron Kelly Show. All right. We're about half past through the program, everybody. Once again, the phone number here is 347-426-3214. Those of you who know me, you better text me because I'm going off that screen right now. And I'm going into the Associated Press. I'm going to the Associated Press screen right now so I can pull up some of these sound bites for you people. It's a gloomy day. But, I miss riding a motorcycle. I really, really do. I just got it this year. And I got it, late in the summer, around August, I think it was. And I can't wait for the winter to pass by so I can start riding again. It's just an exhilarating experience, people, really. And those of you who know me, stop telling me it's dangerous. I already know that. Thank you, but I'm going to ride it anyway. Okay. All right. Tough talking from the Republicans after they won the Let me go back to this now. This is today. Now there's reports that there's another severed head. Someone else's head was severed. The ISIS people have severed another head, from what I'm understanding here. Yes. They're saying that another head was severed. So let's go to Dia Hadid. She's in Beirut right now, and let's go to Dia.
The video features the mass beheading of men in blue uniform who they claim were Syrian soldiers. That was meant to be as a warning of the state for what would happen to American soldiers should they return to Iraq.
Oh, so they're making threats again. They're making threats. They're saying they're going to chop off the heads of the American troops. If American troops are ever placed into harm's way by putting them over there in Syria and those places. So they're saying that there's going to be heads rolling, in other words, that they're going to start cutting off the heads of of American troops if we send our people over there to see another head was chopped off. But anyway, the we'll get more information on that because they're not saying who it was. They didn't show the. They're just showing someone standing over a head. It could be a head of a doll, could be the head of a. No disrespect to that, it could be the head of anything. So, we don't know. We'll get more information on who it was. They're not saying who it was at the moment. But did you hear President Obama the day after the midterms? He sounded punch drunk, you know, like he had got knocked out and he was trying to get off the floor. That's what the president sounded like. You know, here's Jackie Quinn. This is from today, talking about the summit that's supposed to be taking place between the House majority leaders and the president.
It started with President Obama the day after the midterm election.
I would enjoy having some Kentucky bourbon with Mitch McConnell.
And now the newly elected Senate Majority Leader says he will drink some bourbon with President Obama. Talk about the summit has gained a lot of attention as people watch to see if the two leaders can really work together.
Anywhere where we can find common ground, I'm eager to pursue it.
Meanwhile, McConnell told state party leaders that picking the brand of bourbon for the summit would be like having to pick which daughter he loves the most. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Okay, so the president and Mitch McConnell, who said in 2008 that the Republicans' singular most important mission would be to make Obama a one-term president. Now, they may not have made him a one-term president, but they did make him a one-and-a-half-term president because his next 2 years are going to be extremely difficult for the president. Extremely difficult. And actually, the Republicans are threatening a shutdown of the government if the president releases or gives amnesty to the millions of illegal immigrants in the United States of America, which has been a real problem, for the president, and may have cost the Democrats, and I'm not going to say it did, but it may have cost the Democrats the election, this issue with immigration that the president did promise to tackle and hasn't tackled yet. Hasn't done it. But the Republicans seem to not want... The Republicans seem to not want the president to shield illegal aliens from deportation. It seems like they don't want that. So let's hear from, because I got a lot of stuff going on here. We got this new system trying to get used to. I get it. We got a new system. We got a new system here with a lockdown, with a hookup with Associated Press that gives us all the stuff that we need. So let's hear from the president now. Let's hear from John Boehner talking about immigration and deportation with David Melendi reporting.
When President Obama said he can't wait any longer for Congress to act on immigration overhaul, so he'll do it by executive action, it irked Republicans like House Speaker John Boehner.
We're going to fight the president tooth and nail if he continues down this path.
But two of the last three Republican presidents, Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, did the same thing, extending amnesty to family members not covered by the last major immigration law overhaul in 1986. There was no political explosion then comparable to what Republicans are threatening now. David Melendi, Washington.
You see, now this is the thing. This is the stuff. People have to pay attention to this stuff. Enough of the Kim Kardashian butt picture and all this type of stuff that people pay attention to. You know, I can't even talk. You know, this other stuff that's going on, Duck Dynasty. They don't even realize. See, now the president... both Republican presidents, Reagan and Bush, used executive orders to give amnesty to illegal aliens. Both of them did. You see, this is the stuff that people don't pay attention to. You know, they both did. They both did. And now that Obama is doing it, now it's a big deal. See, because Obama is a lightning rod for the Republicans. They hate everything he does. And now they're trying to push the Keystone Pipeline bill through. You know, some of you who follow politics, like I do, remember what happened with the Keystone Pipeline and the president. Matter of fact, that was one of the empty weapons, that the Republicans used against the president in the last election. Oh, the pipeline is gonna save America. Oh, we're gonna, you know, there's gonna be so many jobs. I don't want a bunch of oil running under my house. What if it blows, like in Edison, New Jersey several years ago, where the whole neighborhood was destroyed because the pipe blew? Yeah, they need to, you know, they need to pay attention to some of this stuff. Because these things do happen. And I don't want a river of oil running underneath my house. I wouldn't care how deep it was down in the ground. Because here in New Jersey, you see, holes being dug everywhere. Major streets, major thoroughfares being shut off because of the digging holes. And I'm not saying that it's not necessary or anything like that, but you see that stuff all the time. And then they don't put the streets back right. These streets, they look like a street in Iraq somewhere, some of them, after they put them back. And the towns allowed them to do it. Maybe because they're paying them so much. But they're expecting the president to veto the pipeline because he was against it when he ran for president in 2012. And Mitch Romney and et al. Tried to use it against him and didn't work. nothing in that campaign worked, by the way. But anyway, so there's a lot going on here today, everybody. Like I said, we have a system now with Associated Press where we get everything they get. Thanks to my friend Star Tally over at my account executive over at Associated Press for helping me get all this together. Doing such a great job, Star. You're the best. If you're listening to the program, you are definitely the best. All right, it's Ron Kelly Show, everybody. 347-426-3214. Let me go back to my screen so I can see if anybody's trying to call in. 347-426-3214 is the phone number here. I apologize if anybody tried to call in and I didn't see it. 347-426-3214. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of the show. And it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Take a little shortbread, daddy not bought. How many cheeses? Take a little shortbread, daddy not bought. How many cheeses in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun, Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show, the soon-to-be nationally syndicated Ron Kelly Show. Thank you to my handlers at radiolinks.com and Jameson Jean, Keith, and all the people down there who are helping to put the Ron Kelly Show where it should be, nationally syndicated. So we're looking forward to that, and also to BJ Stone at Sirius Radio, who also is in the fold here. The Ron Kelly Show will be on Sirius, hopefully, soon, and nationally syndicated across the country. So thank you so much. Thank you to my people at Radio Links, Jameson Jean from I met on LinkedIn, who helped me out, who works there at Radio Links, and Keith, my handler, who I spoke to the other day, at length on the phone about the show and what I plan to do. So things are looking up at the Ron Kelly Show. You know, come off this internet, and we're going to go satellite and terrestrial radio. And, you know, it's not that I don't appreciate the internet, but look for big things to be happening in the Ron Kelly Show. And so you have to see your dream. You have to see it, eat it, drink it, smoke it. Well, maybe not smoke it. No, don't sniff it either. But, yeah, you need to do it. See, because I've been on the radio for a minute, and, you know, I've had people listening. There were times when nobody listened. There were times where a lot of people listened. You know, and it's been kind of up and down. So, and phone calls are not – and phone calls – and I learned something from Keith the other day, that phone calls are not indicative of the popularity of a show. And I never knew that. Shout out to my people, Keith, at Radio Links, who are my handlers for this national syndication of the Ron Kelly Show. And they told me that phone calls are not indicative of a show's success. Here I am thinking because nobody listened to the show or nobody called in that, you know, my show wasn't doing well. He said, no. The phone calls really don't mean that much. So you learn something new every day. And I've been doing radio for a minute and I didn't know that. So thank you, Keith, because I'm thinking, well, nobody's calling, nobody cares. You know, because as a performer, like what this is, you're performing. You know, you're informing and you're performing because – yeah, people have to have a reason to listen to you. And people want to be entertained. That's what the world is about today. Entertainment. Everybody wants to be entertained. You can't entertain me, I'll turn the channel. Why do you think that these shows are so successful now? Tamar and Vince, Braxton Family Values, you know, all of these shows. I don't want to focus on them. I don't mind looking at the Braxtons, actually, because Toni Braxton is on there. And she's still looking hot as ever. But, you know, the Kardashian butt photo. Now, how do people compare? Now, these people are world famous. They haven't done anything. They don't have any talent, but they're famous. The Kardashians. $60 million contract. You know, perfume. Everybody's clamoring. Every time they do something, every time they fart, everybody wants to smell it. They haven't done anything. They haven't done anything. They have no talent. But only in America can you be famous without doing anything. And, I mean, shout out to them. They can get that off. Hey, good for them. But, you know, that's the only place you can go. Only in America can you not do anything and be famous. Only in this country. And that's why everybody wants to come here. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. That's why everybody wants to come here. Because you can come here, you can become famous, you can become wealthy overnight. Overnight. You can become famous overnight. All right, let's get back to our topic. Now, I was talking about what's going on in Ferguson. And
Let's hear from this. Now, this is Mayor Francis Slay. Because Ferguson is going to be, it's a powder keg waiting to explode, everybody. We need to know that. And not just in Ferguson, but all across the country. Let's get back to our topic here. We're talking about Ferguson. It's ready to explode. It's ready to explode. And everybody needs to know that. Not, like I said, not just there, but all over the country, things are going to happen. So let's hear from Mayor Francis Slay of St. Louis, who has a little something to say about this. Mayor Francis,
how do we make St. Louis a more just place for everyone? How do we build trust between our police departments and all of the people that they serve? How do we address the concentrated poverty that is at the center of all of this that we're talking about?
I don't necessarily agree with that. Let me hear that again. Let me hear that again.
How do we make St. Louis a more just place for everyone? How do we build trust between our police departments and all of the people that they serve? How do we address the concentrated poverty that is at the center of all of this that we're talking about?
All right, that's Mayor Francis Slay, and he's at a news conference on Wednesday. And he was talking about what he meant was trying to improve conditions for the black community. And he says he'll continue to work to improve conditions in the black community. Now, here's County Executive Charlie Dooley. Now, Charlie Dooley is a black man. You know, this is County Executive Charlie Dooley, I believe, at the same news conference. And he's got a whole different take on this. This is Charlie Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. And he says the community has come together and demanded justice in the wake of the shooting.
Some mistakes have been made, but too many people in this community are working across the region trying to make it better, and they're going to make it better. Because guess what? People are beginning to talk to each other that have not talked to each other before.
Here he is. There's another comment saying there's no question the steps need to be taken to prevent the deaths of young black men.
There has been in the past where young African American men have been killed by the police for whatever reason. Some justify, some have been in question. But too many young African American males have been killed in this country.
True. Absolutely. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Yes, indeed. Absolutely true. Yes. Too many black males have been. Now, I don't know about the justification part because, unless a person has a gun, unless a person has another gun, I'm going to the police academy myself in next month. You know, and these are the things I'm going to have to. These are things that I'm going to have to face. I'm going to be a volunteer. I'm not going to be doing it every day. I'm going to be a volunteer deputy sheriff. But now, if the person doesn't have a gun, for example, I just don't see where you have to shoot somebody if they don't have a gun, even if they got a knife. Because that's what a taser's for. You know. I think you should do everything, unless the person has a gun, I think the police should do everything they can not to, I think they should do everything they can not to kill a person. They should do everything they can not to kill a person. They should do everything they can. Here's Eric Holder talking about continuing the investigation.
We have our own investigation that are ongoing, both criminal and the civil rights investigation. So we have FBI agents, we have prosecutors and investigators out there as well. We have our own investigation that are ongoing, both criminal and the civil rights investigation. So we have FBI agents. We have prosecutors and investigators out there as well.
And that was Attorney Eric Holder yesterday. That was Attorney Eric Holder, Attorney General, United States Attorney General Eric Holder, yesterday talking about the Ferguson situation, and that they have their own investigation going. But see, but now they already said that they've already said that, and I said that earlier in the program, ladies and gentlemen, they've already said that from what they see so far, that there's no evidence, no evidence that Officer Darren Wilson did anything wrong. No evidence. This is what they've said so far. So what would be encouraging about that? What would be encouraging about that? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing would be encouraging about that. Because you already said that you don't have any evidence. So what evidence that you gather between now and then? It'd certainly be on with the Associated Press. There certainly would be some kind of news, unless they're keeping it hush-hush under the table, under the rug, or whatever the case may be, which is also possible, too. But this whole thing, people need to pay attention to this stuff. Because there's a lot of people around who don't care what happens. They just want to loot and steal. There's a lot of people out here who just want to rob stuff. Who just want to burn things. They just want to have something to do. So, and most of the people who, in Rodney King, for example, most of the God-fearing, law-abiding people who weren't out there burning buildings down. It was the hooligans and the people who just want to go out there and steal. Hey, I need a new TV. I hope they start rioting so I can go grab one out of the Best Buy down the street. Because what does looting have to do with civil rights? What does looting have to do with police brutality? There's nothing to do with it. That's just something that people do when they get an opportunity to steal, they steal. They were thieves before the riots started. They didn't just become thieves because everybody else is doing it. There's a riot. I wouldn't go breaking into a store. Most of the stuff in the store I probably already have anyway. I'd be trying to protect my door from anybody coming in here. But yeah, so this Ferguson thing is serious, because things are gonna get hot and heavy down there. Not just there, but all across the country, if that verdict comes back not guilty. And see, everybody already knows. Because look what's happened in the past. When the cops were dead bang guilty, what has happened? They didn't get some of them didn't even get arrested. Never mind convicted. Death duty. Now, Officer Darren Wilson should be fired. At the very least. If he doesn't get convicted, he should be fired. I mean, there's no way he's going to be able to go out. Everybody knows who he is. He's not going to be able to do his job effectively. So everybody knows who he is. So he'll be a lightning rod every time he steps out on the street. He should be confined to death duty forever if he's not found guilty. Because how can you put a man like that back out on the street who has killed someone, who has caused such a national ruckus, And didn't have his facts straight. Didn't have his facts straight. It wasn't a dead bang situation where the guy had a gun. Michael Brown had a gun. He didn't have a gun. This is what I'm saying. Because you keep hearing about people getting out of jail, for example. If a person does not have a gun, they should not get shot. Period. Because that's what a taser's for. And every now and then you hear about people getting out of jail. Now, I was watching this story, something on Facebook the other day about a woman who The man was in jail for 13 years. She said, this is him. I know it's him. Turned out it wasn't him. So there's a problem with the laws. Nobody should go to jail on eyewitness testimony unless there's some credible physical evidence to back that up. If you say a man raped you, then there should be some DNA evidence to convict. If there's no DNA evidence, there should be no conviction. Just because you said it, you could be wrong. You might, if you're a white person, you might want to get the first black man you see. He was black, so let them all suffer. So this is the problem. And the problem with the police is the culture of the police department. It's not necessarily the cops themselves. It's the culture. It's the culture not to arrest an officer, and an officer involved shooting, even if it seems like he was wrong. That's the culture, and police officers know that. They know that. Now they'll arrest a corrections officer in a heartbeat. And they catch him doing something wrong. But police officers is something different. And Bill, I meant to talk a little bit about Bill Cosby. Man, I'll save that for next week's show. There's not that much to talk about, but wow. Cliff Huxtable is a racist. Who would have ever thought that? Heathcliff Huxtable is a serial rapist. Whoever would have thought that? That would have been the last thing you think about when you talk about Bill Cosby. Jell-O pudding commercials and all the kids love him. And everybody loves Bill Cosby. Let me just switch gears for a second here before we get off the air. We got about 3.5 minutes left. Yeah, who would have thought that Bill Cosby was a rapist? This woman coming out, Barbara Bowman, comes out 30 years later saying that she's been saying all along that Bill Cosby raped her. But Bill Cosby is extremely powerful in television. So people probably just said, get out of my face. I don't want to hear it. Because Bill Cosby controls the lives of a lot of people. He did the Bill Cosby show was the number one show for a long time on NBC. Brought it back in the door. NBC was on its deathbed. NBC was on its deathbed when Cosby came along. The Cosby show brought them up to be number one. 8 years, the show was number one. I mean, they started dying eventually, when they started getting a little out of hand with some of the subject matter. But yeah. So it's hard to believe that Bill Cosby's a rapist. Jesus Christ. Anyway, the grand jury is going to release their verdict in any time now. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going to come. And just hopefully, for folks around the country, it will be calm. Don't go breaking in stores. That has nothing to do with it. Breaking in the store and stealing the TV is not going to stop police brutality. It's not going to stop young black men from being killed by breaking into a store. Grabbing a TV, a DVD player, a couch, a mattress. That's not going to help things. It's just going to make things worse. So don't destroy your community because you're pissed off that Darren Wilson got off, which I believe he's going to get off. And we'll discuss that again next week on the Ron Kelly Show. I believe wholeheartedly he's going to get off. There's no doubt in my mind. If they convict him, I'll be totally shocked, and I'll eat every one of those words. But I think that he's going to get off. I really. Okay, I just got the 90-second high sign from somebody at the studio. All right, everybody. I want to thank you so much for joining me today on the Ron Kelly Show. Once again, shout out to Star Tally, my account executive over at Associated Press, who provided me with the information I provided to you today. And thank you so much. It makes it so much easier to do a quality show when you have sound bites and these type of things. So thank you, Star Tally, over at the Associated Press, one of the most prestigious news gathering agencies in the country. Long time Pulitzer Prize winning news gathering agency. Honored and privileged to be associated with them. Thank you to Jameson Jean and Keith, my handler over at Radio Links. We're going to propel the Ron Kelly Show into national syndication very, very soon. We'll thank them as well. All right, everybody, we're going to break out of here. About 26 seconds left. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you back here for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Pray for the folks down in Ferguson that something good happens.
out of that. It's also nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice and never be able to have it all together. But together we certainly have it all. Thank you so much, everybody, and I am going out to breakfast. Later.